that showed piles of deactivated bodies, with more spilling over the forming wall. We had to send burn squads to the north and south inclusion zone borders pretty often to keep destroying the bodies that piled up there. Even now, if you travel from the inclusion zone to the Badlands, you'll cross hundreds of yards of charred ash, bones, and teeth before your feet touch anything green. Be ready, though, as it's game on when you put the safe zone to your back. Those vile demons are just as lethal today as they were back then, especially the radiated ones. Whenever things get bad, I write things down. Whenever things are going okay, I don't. Things are bad. If you're old enough, you remember reading about North Korea, the Hermit Kingdom. Back before all this happened, and you were on the capital streets of Pyongyang, you'd notice that everything there was old. They had draconian import restrictions. They couldn't often import newer cars, medical technology, or other modern items of convenience. In many ways, Florida today is much like North Korea then. The undead embargo our imports. There are only a handful of functioning MRI machines, and only one place that can manufacture insulin. Only one hospital equipped to perform heart surgery. Only two LASIK machines capable of safely performing the procedure. This is pretty important because acquiring things like eyeglasses has become a very dangerous profession. It's funny, though, because most young people born inside the inclusion zone don't wear glasses. All your mothers were right about sitting too close to the TV, I suppose. I'm not what you'd call a spring chicken, but I'm still getting around. I survive. In the nearly 25 years since the airburst, bringing the inclusion zone virtual wall online, I've been into the Badlands and back again over 40 times. Do I enjoy going out there? I'd backhand your face and deny it if you asked me, but those few that really know me have claimed otherwise. What's left of them? I have some advantages. Age and experience have shown me the best routes through the wall into the exclusion zone, routes that the young bucks don't think about or are too impatient to attempt. The best ways are by boat up the west coast of Florida into the zone. The inclusion zone inside the virtual wall has been picked clean. 25 years without the threat of the undead does that. What would have been the advantage in braving the maelstrom of the exclusion zone when you were safe looting a drugstore or food distribution warehouse inside the wall? After the zone was looted dry, some folks ventured out, not far, just over the wall into northern Florida. That lasted a while until the easy stuff was gone. Quite a few entrepreneurs got their asses bit, meeting their end just a few miles north of the wall. Whatever this wall is, it's our best ally against those creatures. Of course, anything worth getting now is ours inside the Badlands, far away from the safety of the wall and its nanomachines. From the Florida Keys up to Orlando is man's embassy, our oasis from relentless assault. I live in the Keys on the southern border of the inclusion zone. My sailboat, the Solitude, gets me where I need to go. Sometimes I find myself in places I have no business poking around, and I blame that on the Solitude as well. She has her own mind. Her sails sometimes fill with warm wind, and before I know it, I'm looking at shorelines that a living man hasn't seen in decades. Most of the time, dead men look back at me in my boat, reaching for the sail as if they could pick it out of the water, like a paper boat floating down a flooded gutter. Everyone always asks me the best place to go to find useful things. The answer is simple. The deeper into the exclusion zone you go, the more interesting things you find. That's mostly true, but like an old fisherman, I am keeping a few exclusive spots to myself. No, not for personal gain or even greed. It's true that my spots yield the best supplies, but it's also damn dangerous for the inexperienced. There are places that no sane person would dare set foot or even drop anchor. Tomorrow, I make sail for the Mississippi coastline on the fringe of the New Orleans fallout zone. You see, about 30 years ago, the United States government thought it a good idea to drop nuclear weapons on some of the major cities to kill the undead, turn the tables, so to speak. True, the detonation